Don and Mike Show.
Right, Brian.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, hi.
If you don't get back to that story, I'm giving up on the show.
Well, I'll continue it tomorrow when those around me are not falling down drunk.
Well, you know, that was something you had in your control to begin with. You chose to allow it. Don't screw over the listeners because of them.
Oh, F you.
Well, F you too.
I mean, trust me, I'll come back to it tomorrow when those around me are coherent enough to follow.
All right. Let me just say one thing real quick about the fantasy football picks.
Yeah.
I think Lisa's getting picked a lot because she is a POA, but I think Bart's team's going to be the real sleeper of the group.
All right. He's glad to hear that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing? It's me checking in again.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
I am kind of down in the dumps today, guys.
Why?
Hoping that today may be a lot of help Wednesday.
No, today is everybody except me is drunk Wednesday.
I'm kind of beat, man.
Share your story with us.
Well, I just paid my rent this morning. Rent was due.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to a nice surprise for a college bill. And
how much?
$1,700 right now.
$1,700 one of your installment loan things?
Exactly. I have almost $900 of it.
Well,
I'm kind of like down, dude. I'm trying to find ways to get this stupid bill paid.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, I know you.
I'm sorry, I can't do the show like this, Mike, like this. It's too funny.
You poor guy.
Yeah.
It's like being out with Mike when he's really drinking.
Man, does it really make you feel bad?
Yeah, dude, I value my education very much.
Yeah. And they don't tell you, they don't print out like a schedule, do they, of the student loan repayment?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, listen, all I hear when you talk is, meh. Get drunk, get over it.
We need to get you a cocktail. We do.
I can't.
We
can't do it. Don and Mike.
Just this once?
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take advantage of the services my family legal center offers?
Not this guy again.
What's he talking about?
Is this the same guy that always wants to offer counseling?
I've offered it to you a couple times, and I think from what I'm hearing, you are definitely ready. I think
You know what? I'm not going to fall into the trap of arguing with you again.
And I'm not going to fall into the trap of the same thing I always do, which is identify these guys as imposters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 21 years, my wife and I have been married. We had a funny discussion last night. That's it.
And Don, it didn't sound humorous to me.
Well, it is funny.
Tenuous.
It is funny.
How's your practice going?
It's doing well.
How's your marriage going?
It's doing as well as it can be, as well as it needs to be.
Well, I'll tell you how well mine's doing. Friggin' great.
But Don, we can offer two things. If you see it coming to a termination, or we can.
I don't.
Or we can count.
I don't.
We
don't. I do see one thing coming to a termination.
What's that?
You on this show.
Well,
Don and Mike, hello.
I find counseling and legal services, when they seem to be related in some capacity, I find that highly unethical.
I get douchebag calls all the time.
Regularly.
I argue with my wife all the time. Normal married people argue all the time.
You could have gone to the counselor I went to that kept a couple of cards right in the desk. Lawyer's cards.
And last night wasn't even an argument. Last night was me discussing with her what she wants to discuss.
Last night was me finally catching up to the show that I've been behind the curve on, the Anna Nicole Smith show. And one of the things you guys didn't communicate, really, you mentioned she was big. I had no earthly idea that she was that unbelievably fat.
Dude. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, Lisa's picks are the best out of all of them. Never met her before, never seen a picture of her, so it's not the POA deal. But
we have pictures. We have pictures all over the web.
Wait.
So if you want to see a picture of her,
what can we do for you?
You'll get a picture of her.
And your second thing, your show is a lot better when everybody's drinking. A lot of spontaneity there from my Buzz.
Yeah. Spontaneity.
I think it actually helps me.
No, I agree. I think Buzz should drink probably every day on the show.
I've heard that before.
Mike, no, I'm sorry.
God,
put your hand down.
God damn it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
In your football contest?
This guy.
Between you and Bart, I think.
It's the big man.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you should get drunk and they stay sober.
No, again, I can't get drunk tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Elvis show.
And he has to drive.
I'm in charge of the Elvis show tomorrow.
Are you the blind guy that calls?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and you got the most incredible voice. Anybody ever tell you that?
You did.
You sound like a cartoon character. You have this kind of, hey, Don, I think you ought to get drunk.
Are you from Las Vegas?
No, I am now, but I was born in Kentucky.
Yeah, but you call us from Las Vegas,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is it a congenital blindness?
I remember the guy, too.
What did you say, Mike?
Is it a congenital defect that you are blind from birth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was a twin.
And are you a big man? I mean, I know you probably can't look at yourself in the mirror, but are you a large man?
Yeah, about 300.
300 pounds. Yeah.
And like I said, I was a twin when we were born. He died 2 days after we were born. He died.
What do you think a woman's breast looks like?
I don't know. They sure do feel good.
Here we go. Do you have any idea what a perfect vagina would look like?
No.
But it feels good.
But it does feel good. Hey, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of weed would help you along, too, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. We haven't tried that yet on the show.
Are you a married guy?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Is she blind?
27 years.
Is she blind?
No, sir.
Wow. And she takes care of you?
Well, we take care of each other.
That's nice.
I would not trust Fried if I was blind and she wasn't.
Oh, sure you would.
No, I wouldn't. You know why? How do you know when you're talking to your wife that she... Because I know I would do this... If Frida was blind and I had sight...
You'd do what you do on stage.
I would stand in front of her and talk to her.
No, that's not what you do. That's not your move.
Honey, I give her the finger and then I go like this.
No, you'd be her saying hi, dog.
That's the move when we have a blind guy in the audience where Don points to his butt. But then everybody tells the blind guy what Don did, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't really.
We have a lot of blind listeners to this
show.
We do.
And we really, really... treasure our blind listeners.
Absolutely.
Because to our blind listeners, this is television.
Oh, absolutely. It's so true.
It is television.
It's beautiful.
You're right.
I just sounded
right.
So true.
You're so drunk. Hello, Donna
so
Mike.
True, but I'm so enthusiastic.
Hello. Scott. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, the solution to Mike's drinking, I believe, is not less alcohol, it's more alcohol.
Amen.
Yeah.
Finally, a voice of reason.
Mike's bartender calling.
Hello. Hello.
Got me on hold.
Donna Mike, you're not on hold.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yo-yo. Yo-yo, dumbass, you're not on hold. Hello, stupid.
Man, these guys, man.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Stupid, hello. Hey, Snoop Doggy Dummy. Hello.
Yo-yo.
Hey. Yo.
Dumbass. There's somebody calling him a dumbass.
We're calling you a dumbass.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello. Puff Dummy.
Hello?
Yeah. Puff Dumbass.
Hello?
Is this Sean Puffy Dummy?
Sean Puffy Dummy Combs.
Yeah, hello. You've been on the air.
Oh, yeah. Bad, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot what the hell I was talking about.
Point.
Now you forgot what you wanted.
He's all right.
Yeah, man, you know.
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I had a couple of left-hand cigarettes, you know.
Yeah, I got it. Is it all good?
All right.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
What's up,
Hey, how you doing, man?
He called Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, I think you're going to win that tournament, too.
Hey, thank you.
Tournament.
Of course.
You got to believe.
The tournament. What time do we tee off?
Goodbye.
The little draft thing, man.
Yeah,
right, right, goodbye.
Right.
Bye. Hello, Donna Mike.
Appreciate it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Donna Mike.
Right.
Well,
here we go.
Hello?
No, is this the Romanian guy from yesterday?
No, I'm not from Romania. I'm from France, actually.
Well,
from France?
I sure hope you respect this country while you're in it.
Well, that's not going to happen. So,
listen, Frenchie, I got no time for you.
There you go.
No time.
I've been living the French have been f***ing us.
No time for you.
That was good judgment right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we are going to get right to... Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Don.
Hey, fellas, I sing a song. Okay.
Means a lot coming from a drunk guy.
We're coming to your house.
We're coming to your house.
That was good judgment, Don.
To your house.
Hey, I know. Somebody had to drive the car. You're just jealous.
You're goddamn right I'm jealous.
You could, you know, I wish I brought two. Then you could have just a little taste to nurse it along. You'd probably feel a little bit better and still be able to run the show. And yeah, you've run the show one time, I think.
One time.
The Sam Adams Brewery show was
really bombed.
We were caught by surprise.
But that was a remote, and I really didn't really have to run everything.
That's correct.
I didn't.
Right. It just sounded like you
I know, but I'm not.
You didn't have any.
I'm not.
And you know what? That's empty, and that's been empty for an hour.
What now?
So I'm coming back to Earth.
That's a testament to your talent as the Poormeister.
Yeah. Well, also, I have a tolerance. Now, Buzz, on the other hand, I think he is still baked.
Two Bloody Marys. I'm all right.
Look at Rob's cheeks.
I'm all right.
Hi, Rob. All right, we're coming to your house, Philadelphia.
You like one?
Here are the new entries we've received.
Oh, very good.
For the Las Vegas-style show at your home, Friday night in Philly.
And I can't believe it's just around the corner.
Dear Don and Mike, I don't have 2.5 acres of land. I don't have a pool. I don't have a deck with a tiki bar. I live in Ridley Township, 2 minutes off I-95. I'm in a nice neighborhood with good neighbors, good-sized house, large backyard, large field next to me. My wife and I have parties up to 100 people. That's all I can offer. Good people, good friends, in a good place. Here you go, Mike.
Good people.
I just threw that on the ground.
God. Please.
Party invitation. A poem.
Oh, very good.
D-O-N. Daisy Dukes. That would be the D.
Right.
O. Oral pleasure. N. Nipples. And. A-N-D. Ass play. Nubile chicks. Dancing half naked. Mike. M-I-K-E. Moaning. Ice cold beer. Kegs, extra wine-soaked cigars.
Ooh, you ever had one of those?
Yeah, that is a P.S. Ben Salem, Pennsylvania is a crap hole with whores, TT bars, and truckers.
Sounds good. Very good.
It comes from Nikki. That might be a finalist.
Yeah, I think you put that in the finalist pile.
Then we have a follow-up to Lance's letter.
Another follow-up.
Dear Don and Mike, and this comes from Daydreams in Philadelphia, where the women wear nothing but a smile.
So this is from Lance?
This is from a strip bar on Lance's behalf. Dear Don and Mike.
And it would be Lance's third follow-up, which is very strong.
Dear Don and Mike, with regards to the Las Vegas-style show to be held in Philadelphia at Lance Weaver's house, Daydreams has dream girls that would love to be naked on the show. How many do you want? 2, 3, 4, or more. Let us know so I can be sure that they are awake, naked, and present Friday at 11 a.m. See, now Daydreams think this is going to be a radio show.
No, they don't understand it's an evening show, and that's miscommunication on Lance's part, and it puts him at a decided disadvantage.
And we have one more follow-up letter from the guy in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Dear Don and Mike, to clarify a couple of things. Don, the lactating moms is a joke. The purpose is to show you I'm a true fan of the show. Realistically, there are a couple of new moms in my neighborhood, but I don't know them well enough to ask them to come to my house, whip out their swollen teeth, and let their critters cry. 2, there is a Hooters nearby. I know the manager there. I can get some Ben Salem Hooters girls to come in the traditional tight orange pants. 3, I forgot, the kid across the street is the neighborhood pothead. That's for you, Buzz.
Oh, dear.
4, no BS. Everything else is 100% true. 5, I'm just an average listener who's flattered that you're even considering coming to my home. I wouldn't blame you if you selected another home if you were promised lots of nudity. I get the joke. 6, good luck. I know you'll make a great choice. And then he sent another follow-up.
Wow, he's into it.
Donna Mike, my wife, The younger, more buxom Meg Ryan has offered to serve you guys drinks all night in her skimpy bikini top. So you know she's 36D and firm. She heard the composition was stiff, and she wanted to sweeten the pot from you because she knows how much your show and my house would mean.
Oh, that's nice.
Please keep me in contention.
He is a finalist.
So...
Now, have we separated some of the finalists in
Here's what we're going to do right now, is separate and then make
we got to pick
calls.
Three, right? So, yeah. We haven't even done that yet. So
I think we were in agreement the very first entry we got, and we called the woman on the air, remember?
Can you read the letter?
Don and Mike, nudity, ha. We laugh at the thought. We party every weekend, consists of nudity and much more. My girlfriends can drink many men under the table. If you come to my wonderful dead-end street, I guarantee you the best Las Vegas style or any type other show you've ever been to. To make it better, at 1 o'clock, my husband's having laser eye surgery. If you come, he will see for the first time with his new eyes all the nude, lewd, rude behavior we can dish out.
That's a woman writing the letter,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's right there, that's extremely strong.
Yeah, plenty of room in the house on the street on a street to block off with no problem, and the craziest neighbors and friends you will ever meet, including my mom and dad.
That was one of the early letters. That is definitely a
finalist.
Do you agree? That's
yes.
Definitely a finalist.
Finalist. Then you have Lance. We have to put Lance as a finalist.
Lance has been tenacious.
Because, mm-hmm. Let me see. The original letter was... Please select my house. I will have the most gorgeous babes within the city limits. Off-duty cops and firemen. If you supply the accessories other than the women and the house, this will be the biggest party in Philadelphia. He followed that with a letter saying, if my house is chosen, I would love to have the Don and Mike Show's greatest Philadelphia fans show up. He's willing to allow some extra listeners to come to his house.
Right.
He followed that up. Hold on a second. So many goddamn letters.
You got a stack of paper there.
He followed that up with another letter that I threw away saying he's sorry that the other two letters were so forceful.
Right.
But that he could come through with the goods. And then that was followed up by the letter on his behalf from the nudie bar. Mm-hmm.
So we have the letter from the lady and Lance. Those are our two finalists. We need to pick one more.
Now, we do have Bill.
Letter.
Hey, man.
Bill has a long letter. Let me see. Let me give you some of the highlights. I'm 21 and I live this life every day. Mm-hmm. I listen to your show every day and you guys talk the best game. Why don't you back it up and let me show you what Philly is made of. Nudity is an understatement. My friends are crazy in this goddamn city. By the way, I'm a picky man when it comes to women. You will definitely not be upset. Who needs off-duty cops when your friends are the mayor? And he sent a follow-up. Donna Mike, I sent you a letter 5 minutes ago. Within that 5 minutes, I heard from news that could be the deciding factor. I spoke with my uncle, whose friend owns a strip club, and not one like cheerleaders, where you keep your bikinis on. Come to my house. I'm sure you can pull a few strings, and half the goddamn strip club will show up. I will wait for your call. P.S. If you talk S-H-I, you eat S-H-I, and I don't talk it, I walk it.
Wow.
Then we have the guy from Collegeville, Pennsylvania. His claim to fame, besides 2.5 acres and a jacuzzi with an outside deck, is the fact that he's the DJ at Philly's number one exclusive swingers club, Club Kama Sutra.
Well, that's tough.
Then we have the guy from Oak Tree Pub in Washington Township, New Jersey, who wrote a follow-up. Talk to two friends that are strippers for a well-known strip club in Philadelphia. They're going to bartend and give Mike some real good ass play. And again, he writes he'll have fresh herb for Buzz. Huh. And a Nazi armband for Rob.
I like that guy.
That's from Brian. Then we have, let me see. Tom from Ben Salem, the guy who's written more follow-ups than anybody else.
All right, well, that if he's got a good original letter, that puts him in the running.
He's the guy who had the top 10 reasons, large suburban home, central air, lactating mom, large deck, house backs up to the woods, my wife has a lot of cute friends, side deck, refrigerators, beautiful wife is looking forward to having both of you as guests in our home. Then we have Mark from Philly, who writes he can put 100 people into his... he's the guy who had the converted warehouse.
Oh, that's the guy. Well, what did his letter say?
Stop the presses. You have a winner. You have many deserving fans in Philly, but no party would be more memorable than my place. I live on the top floor of a 3,000-square-foot converted warehouse.
I love that idea.
My ceilings are 25 feet high. I have a freight elevator that opens up into my place and plenty of outlets for equipment. No neighbors besides me and tons of parking. And I have the hottest friends in Philly. Right. I can fit 100 people easily into my space. And in the Philadelphia area, I don't go to the strip clubs. They come to my house. Nobody in this city can produce more naked, hot girls than me.
Finalists.
I do it on a regular basis already.
That's the, that first of all, that's in the city, correct?
Yes.
And it's the warehouse that's the
yes.
one I remember. And he's the guy that said nobody can produce more than, now it's a lofty claim.
Yes, it is.
If you commit early to my place, I can give you 20 invites to distribute to other deserving women listeners in my area who have not yet had the pleasure of meeting me.
That has to be the third finalist.
Okay.
Have you gone through all of them?
Well, we got the guy. I know we got a break, Rob. We got a guy who says he's better than the guy's house in Ben Salem. He's got no wife. He's got the pool. He's got the deck.
Yeah.
We got a 15-year-old who wants to impress a 15-year-old friend.
Thank you, no.
We got the many follow-up letters from the guy in Ben Salem with the wife who looks like Meg Ryan.
I think you made a stack of three finalists there, didn't you?
I think
you
got them.
Yeah. We got the three.
All right, so here's where we're at.
Now, will we have any kind of interview process?
Yes, we're going to call each of these three people.
That's essential.
The three finalists are Danielle Kearney.
She's the one that wrote the letter for her husband that's having a laser eye surgery and guarantees a good time for everybody.
Lance Weaver.
And which Lance was a lot of follow-up.
Persistent. And Mark.
Mark from the part of Philadelphia has the warehouse.
Hold on. And Nicole is on the line. She is the wife of the guy whose letter we're reading right now. Nicole, who is your husband?
My husband is Tom Duda.
Is that the one with the warehouse?
No, he's the one that has I'm the Meg Ryan lookalike.
Oh, the guy from Ben Salem.
Yes, we're both Northeast Philly kids, born and raised in Northeast Philly.
Was that one of our finalists?
No, we've not selected him a finalist, but let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Part of the Las Vegas-style show is the guarantee that there will be lots of women there who will be willing to play our games, get undressed, and win cash prizes.
Okay.
That's part of the. That's probably one of the reasons... that we didn't immediately throw your letter onto the finalist pile. Is that the type of thing you could guarantee would happen?
I think I could find some girlfriends. A lot of my girlfriends are quite buxom, and I don't think they would have a problem with participating in contests where they could win things and show off their hot bods. I don't think that would be a problem.
All right, I'm sorry. You know what? Mike is being very, very persistent today. What with all
I've
the
been drinking,
with all the liquid courage, he's giving you a thumbs down.
I am sure. I'm sure you are both lovely and classy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you may be a little too classy for this show.
And here's another follow-up letter we've just received. Dear Don and Mike, have you seen the strippers in Philadelphia? 4 to 5 follow-up letters. Who are we convincing? My friends are ready to go, and all of the other finalists are allowed to come up. And that is from Ty.
Hey, you know, I like
that's
that.
Interesting.
Now, who is Todd?
I don't know. Ty? TG? Hold on a second.
Right.
But you know what? I like the idea, too, when we get our finalists, and even this lovely lady here and her husband, we should let her come to the Las Vegas.
That's
nice.
I think everybody that sent a letter should be allowed to come.
Makes sense.
I can't find the original letter from this guy.
Do you like that, Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
I think she's gone.
No, I thought you were asking me if I liked her.
I don't call you Meg Ryan.
No, I thought you said, did you like that no, Meg Ryan?
You think that's a good idea? I think that would be very fair to everybody that took the time to send us the facts.
You know, we got so many letters. I can't find who's who. Jesus Christ. Well, all right. You know what? We're going to stick with Nikki. Oh, what about that one? You like that one?
Unfortunately, not
enough
information.
What is the Daisy Dukes, oral nipples, ass play, nubile, dancing half naked, moaning, ice cold beer in kegs?
I defer to my colleague over in the other room.
Not so much. All right. So these are the three finalists right here.
We got them?
Right here.
Excellent. And we'll have the interview process now.
Cool. Danielle, Lance, and Mark.
Very good.
We will talk to each of them and select the winner right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we are coming to your house. And we're doing it Friday night.
Hey,
we're coming to your house.
One, two, three. We're coming to your house. We're
you
coming to your house.
Yeah, I'm the only
You're
one left.
Still.
I'm the only one left. I was
You're
talking about
drunk.
I was talking about it with Buzz out on the veranda.
Buzz, are you...
I had a little something to eat. I think I'm back to normal.
How about you, Robbie?
I think I'm okay.
You're okay.
We know you can
come. Hi, Mike.
I believe Rob is not accurate in his assessment. It's your cheeks, Rob. It's your cheeks.
Are you still drunk, Rob?
Don't think so.
We're coming to your house.
Yeah.
We're going to pick a winner right now. We have three finalists that we have selected.
They're all solid, too. I think any one of them could be great.
And we have other people who have called in mad they're not finalists. For instance, here is Nikki, who sent the haiku, the D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E. Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, I'm not mad.
Oh, you're not mad?
I just wanted to know if I could still come.
Well, I think really if the winner gives us permission, I think every finalist, at least the individual and their significant other, should be able to go to the show.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
My significant other is out of town, so I can have a little fun now.
Even better.
There you go.
Well, I would say Nikki's invited.
There you go, Mike.
Thank
right
you.
There. What are you looking at? That's right. Thank you, Nikki.
Okay.
Here did I become the poster person for ass play.
You became single. Here is Ty. Ty?
Don, Mike,
now,
I can't believe I'm not a finalist, dude.
Now Ty is the guy who just sent in the letter saying the 5-point letter about strip clubs.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Was that you?
Yeah, I'm the one in Collinsville with the jacuzzi and the deck and strippers. Oh, not strippers, it's swingers.
Swinger. Oh, you're the guy with the swingers.
Swinger deal.
Yeah.
Well, we had to pick three finalists.
That was strong.
Listen,
cyber hot swingers. I'm telling you.
And you'll be able to come to the show.
You'll be invited.
I'll be able to come to the show?
Yeah.
How many people can I bring? You know, it's three guys and a baby. We'll leave a baby at home.
Three guys. What the? Three guys and a baby thing. Now, let's give each of the finalists 1 minute to tell us why we should come to their home. Now, keep in mind, you know what we're looking for.
Yeah.
A party atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of girls.
Right.
Who don't mind getting naked.
Right.
To win big cash prizes.
Because really, when we do the show, when we're up there, the nudity is part of the act. So you have to participate, and we rely on our audience to do that.
Right? Now, we will be playing the Eat the Apple game.
Yeah, the new version of it?
Yes. We'll also be playing the Monica Lewinsky cigar game. We will also be playing the Nude Feud.
Very good.
Yes. We will be playing the Underwear Fashion Show.
Yeah, that's an evening right there.
We will be giving away in the thousands of dollars in cash.
Very exciting.
We will also supply a DJ and music.
Yes, and a state-of-the-art sound system.
And all the refreshments.
Right.
So all you got to do is give us the place and give us the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's our way.
Yeah, Donnie.
It's our way.
You tell him, baby.
It's our way of saying thank you for the number one ratings in Philly. Let's start with maybe the most...
So tired.
The most persistent person, Lance.
Hey, guys.
Lance sent us a letter, then a follow-up letter, then a follow-up to the follow-up, then a follow-up to the follow-up.
And that's not totally true. It was one follow-up and one call. And then Steve sent a follow-up fax. That's all.
Well, all I know is you've been the most persistent.
Okay, Lance, you got 60 seconds to sell yourself.
And Mike is giving you the finger right now, Lance.
Okay, they got the club is not a bar. It's a gentleman's club.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here now telling us why we should come to his house on Friday night is Lance. Go.
It's a gentleman's club. Many gorgeous women. Steve wants to know if they can come naked. He knows it's an evening show. Want to know how many we need. I have a full basement, humongous yard, two-story single house, two blocks from Bill Cosby's house if we want to torment him, a bunch of off-duty police and firemen. I'm not going to lie to you guys. And I'm not going to... I'd rather lose than lie. I know Danielle's heavy. And the girls from Philly are the best-looking chicks on the East Coast, so I have nothing to lose.
What do you mean Danielle is heavy? You mean the other contestants?
Correct. I know her.
Hold on. Let's bring her in on this.
Meow.
Danielle.
Hello.
Do you know this guy?
Who is it?
Lance?
No.
I know her from school, fellas. That's all.
What do you mean? What were you saying about her, Lance?
I'm saying that if you go there, you might have a surprise.
Like what? Lance, you gotta be... Come on, this is it. This is go time.
I said she's heavy.
What do you mean she's heavy? Like she's fat?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not denying it, so there you go.
He's pulling out all the
I'm trying
stuff.
To think who Lance is.
Where did
that's two words. Three words. She is not denying it.
Lance is pulling out all the stops. Is Danielle one of the finalists?
Yes. Oh, Danielle's the girl who sent us the very first letter.
I called Steve. He knows it's the evening show, and he just wants to know how many women are coming, and he needs to send. The building of this club is a...
Now, Lance, will the party if
are
you win...
at the club or your house?
No, it's at my house.
At your
I'm
house.
Just saying, somebody said it was a bar, and it really threw me and Steve.
All right, hold on, Lance. Hold on
all
second.
Right, Lance is a finalist.
Hold on. Here is Tom, the guy from Ben Salem. He's not a finalist. The guy who's got the Meg Ryan wife.
Yeah, and she just called.
Tom.
She did. Hey, guys, listen, the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to see if I could position myself as an alternate finalist in case your three finalists either don't satisfy you one way or another, or they don't work out. I just don't want to give up, man. I want to be the comeback kid.
I think that's valid. That you will be a number one alternate.
Either way, you and your wife will be invited to the show.
Yeah, you're coming to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And please, if some guy like, you know, Lance starts to make fun of another fine contestant's weight and, you know, plays dirty and you decide to replace him with another finalist, you feel free to just slide me right in there.
We're not ready to do that yet.
Hold on a second. Let's go to the aforementioned Danielle, who is now going to get 60 seconds. Danielle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Why should we come to your house? Go.
Why should you come to my house? No. Because you would have a ball. I have girlfriends who have no problem getting naked. I don't have a big house. I live in a row home. But we have a dead-end street that's plenty of room on it. And I don't know Lance. Yes, I'm three kids heavier than high school, but if he knew me in high school, I was only 115 pounds.
Baby.
So,
you were 115 in high school.
And baby.
And I didn't go to college, so school has to be high school.
Baby.
Well, Lance brought it up, and I don't approve of that at all.
Seven, three kids later, but if he knew me from school, he's got the wrong Danielle.
So three kids.
In fact, my neighbor's peeking in work saying, you're not heavy.
You're saying you'd be able to supply lots of girls.
Sure. Not strippers, unfortunately.
Well, no, we like regular girls around.
Okay.
Rather than strippers, actually.
It doesn't matter.
That's what they are. And even mom and dad.
All right, you got it. Hold on, Danielle. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Why so much hate for Danielle here?
I don't know. What's going on?
Not a mic.
I'm pleading my case.
Who's this?
It's Ty.
Ty?
You guys, Danielle's heavy. If you're bringing her mom and dad, I'm offering you swingers, people that we live in Las Vegas night every single weekend.
Yeah, but swingers, we've had experience with swingers before.
Swingers stink.
They're gross.
Let's go now to Mark. Our third finalist.
Anyone who's ever watched the show Real Sex,
right?
You know what swingers tend to look like.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 60 seconds to tell us why we should come to your home. You're a finalist. Go, Mark.
Okay, unlike these other people, I don't have to go to the strip clubs because the strip clubs are going to come to my house. I live in a converted warehouse on the top floor, and I don't live outside of Philly. I live in Center City. So you're coming to the heart of Philadelphia. I have good-looking girlfriends that are both strippers and regular girls, but the regular girls look as good as the strippers, unlike your other guests. And I got the room, I got the parking, I got the space, I got the good-looking people. Nobody's going to have a better party than you're going to have in my house.
Now, what about the amount of girls that you could supply?
I can get 20, 30 girls, all of them hot, all of them gorgeous. I figured I'd give you guys a couple spots, you know, so you could, invite some other people, too.
So you'd make room for the people that are contestants that we're going to bring?
Sure, I can fit over 100 people on my plate, Ian.
Very nice.
And you'd be available Friday night?
Yes.
And you'd give a slam dunk party?
And not only that, I'm going to dangle another bone in front of you.
All right.
Okay? If you pay for her plane ticket, I happen to be very good friends with the model of the year for Playmate, Playboy model of the year, Amy Miller, and we could fly her in town and see if she has any of her Playmate friends in the area that could join the party.
I don't know about that, but hold on a second. I know that it's time for us to vote.
Time to vote, gentlemen.
Now we have three finalists. We have Mark, Danielle, and Lance.
Those are the three finalists.
We're going to ask Buzz, Mike, and myself to write a name on a piece of paper.
Who was the last guy we talked to?
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get the votes. In no particular order. May I see your card, please?
Yes. Here's my vote.
May I see your card, please? Oh, my. Well, this looks like the stock market.
That's an M and A and R K.
Okay. This looks like someone's EKG.
It does. Right.
What a coincidence.
And Buzz could be, I love unanimous decisions.
Unanimous. It was a grand slam.
Wow. Yeah, there was never any doubt.
No.
Mark.
Hey, yeah. Mark, guess what?
You win.
Lucky you. We're going to have a great time.
Lucky you.
That's the attitude, right? That is the attitude.
Mark, Philadelphia, we are going to be contacting you now. WYSP will contact you.
Okay.
Robbie, what's the start time Friday night? 8 o'clock Friday night.
Okay. All right.
We'll have Spike there with the music and the booze and the equipment. And we'll come with the money and everybody from the show. And all we ask is that you supply plenty of people ready to play the games.
No problem.
You got it.
Are you excited, okay, Mark?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
And you know,
have a great time. You're going to be talking about this party for years to come.
There you go.
All right, and
right,
Mark,
attitude.
You have no problem if we invite some of the people who entered the contest?
No, just make sure they're not too ugly, okay?
Okay.
We have standards, remember?
You got it. Yes, right, that's right.
There's your winner, everybody, from Philadelphia.
Way to go, Mark. I think Mark may have been my pick from the very beginning when I heard his letter.
In the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, really, we could walk to his joint. This is fantastic.
Yeah, view of the skyline. I have a view of the skyline. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
All right, Mark, you're the winner. Hold on just a second. Friday night in Philly, we will be at your house for the Las Vegas-style show as our way of saying thank you to everybody in Philly.
Now, the only way
the number one ratings.
The only way it could be a disaster is Mark is a bald-faced liar.
Well, I don't think so, being as we called him at work.
And I think we ought to, we'll dial in the Playboy connection for him, too.
Well, if you want to pay for that, that's okay.
Well, it's a shame we're not going to be able to do that.
I got you on that.
Absolutely.
I think we'll do fine without the Playboy connection.
Yeah, I think so. I believe Mark is legit.
Now, let's see Danielle.
Yes.
Even though you did not win.
It's okay. Congratulations, Mark.
You are invited to the party, as is your husband.
Sounds good.
So please join us. Hold on a second.
Yep.
And let's go to Lance.
Hey, guys.
Lance, even though you didn't make it, you're invited. Bring a friend. Come on out.
All right, guys.
All right, you got it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Lance, a little bummed out.
Lance is bummed.
Yeah, a little.
We're also going to invite Tom and his wife with the Meg Ryan boobs.
Absolutely.
From Salem.
They're all invited.
We're also going to invite TJ.
Yes.
We're also going to invite, his name is Ty, not TJ.
Ty.
We're also going to invite Brian from Washington Township, New Jersey.
Very good.
Okay. Virtually everybody who entered, I take it back. We're not going to invite this guy, John.
No.
What about Lisa, the lady whose husband is the cop?
Yeah, we'll probably invite
her.
Yeah.
John, I don't think so.
No.
just a guy who had really just got a place.
Yeah.
The 15-year-old, love to invite you. I don't think we can.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
I don't think we can. So, yeah, these are the people who are not coming.
And they got to be 21, right? Everybody at the party has to be 21?
Right. Yeah. And these are the people who are coming to the party, and Mark is the winner.
Mark, if you're listening, make sure you, you know, that little requirement, they have to be 21.
Gotcha. All right, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Going to be the all...
Of course, nobody's going to be at the door.
The all-Philly weekend, because we're going to, Jesus Christ, we're going to YSP,
right.
Do the show on Friday, then go into Mark's warehouse apartment on Friday night for the Las Vegas style show.
Sleep all day Saturday.
And then going to see Sammy Hagar up on stage at the Tweeter Center.
As Sammy's personal guest.
Saturday night in Philadelphia.
Going to be quite a Philadelphia weekend.
What a weekend. And then I get to come back to traffic court on Monday.
Yay!
You might remember that that 81 and a 55.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming back to on Monday.
Let's take the day.
You shut up. We'll be right back. You know, it's Wednesday. So there's one thing we haven't done yet today.
Haven't had our Prince Spaghetti.
No. We haven't had our Craig Wilson.
All right.
And we'll get it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
We do. I'm looking at today's been action-packed with the draft and the drinking and the winner of the Las Vegas-style show in Philly, but what do you give me that look for?
No reason.
It has been action-packed, Mike.
No reason.
But there's one thing we've not gotten to today, and of all days, today's the day we can't pass it up.
Every now and then, all I did was read the headline, but I believe we may have a gift from Mr. Wilson today.
For BUSA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
When life gets too real, retire to the tub. Privately.
It's been an odd summer. In some areas of the country, it's been too hot. In others, it's been too wet. Children are being snatched from street corners and playgrounds with alarming regularity. A war with Iraq looms. And Anna Nicole Smith gets her own TV reality show, which scored the highest ratings ever for its network.
Maybe the world is coming to an end. Or should.
Personally, I've always felt that reality was highly overrated and have spent many years of my life trying to avoid it.
That's why I didn't peek in on the blonde and buxom Smith corner of the world last week. I did hear through office gossip that she spent much of her time looking at new homes, trying to find a bathtub large enough to accommodate her ample behind.
See what I mean? More reality than we need.
And now I read that Liza Minnelli and her new husband are going to do the same thing, opening up their front door and letting us in on their daily lives.
Do we dare step across that threshold?
I have been a fan of Liza's.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
You're right.
Winner.
I have...
Total winner. Home run winner.
I have been a fan of Liza since I was old enough to know Studio 54 was not reality. And I'd still gladly pay money to hear her belt out New York, New York. But I'm not sure I need to see her fold her hubby's socks.
What is going on here?
If anything, these are times when filmy fantasy should be flourishing, not stark reality.
But even in the book world, reality reigns. Augustine Burroughs' new book, Running with Scissors, is getting rave reviews. The plot? Growing up in a family so dysfunctional that Joan Crawford would have looked like a benevolent aunt.
On the cover is a small boy with a box over his head. No wonder it's flying off the shelf.
But as my friend Deirdre points out,
and feelings like I'll never have you.
Well, I'm lucky this week, aren't I?
You won this week, yeah.
Maybe the book's success in the book is the fact that it makes the rest of us feel a whole lot better about our own childhood. Creepy Uncle Ed doesn't look so creepy anymore.
That may be. But I'll tell you this, I still don't want to see Anna Nicole Smith nibble bonbons while lounging in bed. Nor do I want to see Liza clean out her husband's closet.
Oh.
Although I have to admit, that chore does have potential.
I don't know if we've had this one this good for a long time.
I don't think so.
We're now continuing with The Final Word by Mr. Craig Wolfson. The trouble with the world today is that there are no secrets left.
Jackie Kennedy was so intriguing because she kept her mouth and closet door shut. It's a lesson lost, except on a rare few.
Would Katharine Hepburn take a tour of her pantry? No. And good for her. I can hear that voice now. Get the hell out of here.
Would Queen Elizabeth gladly open up that purse of hers and show the TV cameras what's inside? No. And jolly good for her, too.
I have a faithful dog. A partner who cooks the dinner every night.
You have won the sweepstakes.
I just won the triple crown in this column today.
Absolutely.
I have a faithful dog. A partner who cooks me dinner every night. Neighbors who don't put out their garbage early.
Oh, God.
A sunflower out back that's just about ready to burst forth in all its glory.
For reality, mine is pretty good at the moment.
My bathtub fits just fine, too. But you're not going to see it.
There it is. The final word.
Oh, man.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
He's back.
You got all three. You got all three. That's really a rare trifecta.
That is just dumb luck in the way that the column falls out every week.
A partner who cooks me dinner every night.
My friend Deirdre points out. But really, no, the best was, I've been a fan of Liza since I was old enough to know what Studio 54 was reality. Jesus. Thank you, Craig.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Craig. Craig.
Thank you, Gregory.
You did us proud this week.
Oh, now it's time for Buzzy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
Lead story today has to be your selection of Drew Bledsoe?
No, that wouldn't be it.
What is the lead story?
Today's top story, the one good thing that'll come out of this September 11th.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
For
news and comments.
News and comments.
Come on. The Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Mike Show.
Let's do it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Don't listen if you're fartless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I know I'm going to tell you about the news, but I'll tell you our lead story today is that Elvis is still dead.
Elvis is still dead.
So, and we will celebrate,
observe
Elvis's death on tomorrow's episode.
If you've never heard one of our Elvis essay shows,
we know more about Elvis on this show than any other show.
Really, it is to die for.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Now, here's Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, there is one good thing at least that will come out of September 11th this year. Even with Election Day less than a month behind that date, now both political parties say there will be no congressional ads that day. Democrats called for a moratorium today. The Republicans joined in, calling 9/11 a sacred day.
Repeat after me.
Yes.
B.
B.
F.
F.
D.
D.
I couldn't agree more. God, oh, whoop-dee-doo. Boy, aren't they special. What?
stinks.
They did it for you.
That's almost as good as Z104 announcing they're not going to play any commercials.
How is that incredible? I mean, they ought to all be voted out of office. Anybody that had anything to do with that.
Isn't there always some kind of unwritten rule anyway that you don't advertise on the day of the election?
Yeah, you don't advertise on the day of the election. I think on certain holidays you don't advertise. I mean, but it's like on the backs of the tragedy, they're trying to make people think they're being good guys. Why? Because they're pulling a few political ads.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Martha Stewart and her stockbroker plan to blame it all on a 26-year-old brokerage assistant.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's her modus operandi right there.
That's the strategy that's been explained to the New York Daily News anyway. It may be a strategy of eat or be eaten, since Martha's personal assistant has started cooperating with federal investigators.
Who wants to eat Martha Stewart?
Into what would appear to be insider trading.
I'd rather be eaten.
By Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Than have to eat Martha Stewart.
And never mind the wine.
And don't delete that out. I'm speaking literally about the Martha Stewart empire.
Scientists now say that a beer a day may keep the doctor away.
Thank you, in great health.
Yeah, fantastic. But today it's Bloody Mary's.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting on the research of a Dallas doc who says beer can lower blood pressure and cut the risk of heart disease.
Uh-huh.
The good doctor says beer is also high in B vitamins.
There you go.
Yeah, but he says it's only good for moderate drinkers. That's two a day for men, one a day for women.
Two a day. Does that mean you could drink 14 in a week? Like on one night?
Well, I don't know if you can do it in one night, but you could have 14 in a week.
See, that's what I hate about those stories.
You'll have to ask.
Beer. Did you hear that, Mark? Delicious, frosty beer.
By the way, the doctor was hired for this research by the National Beer Wholesalers.
Radio 156. Headline news.
Yo, Dad, can I have a sip of your beer?
No, son, you don't want to drink beer. That's for daddies and kids with fake IDs.
Wrestling star Stone Cold Steve Austin's turned himself into the cops in San Antonio. He's charged with beating his wife. The 36-year-old Texas native was released.
If she has Mrs. Austin.
He's out on $5,000 bond. His wife is a 42-year-old former beauty queen who also works with the WWE.
No, he's not retarded.
She says he beat her on the head, the back, and the leg before fleeing their home.
Okay, all right, time out,
all right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fantastical. Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Hi, Brian.
Fantastical.
Howdy,
Buzz.
Radio 156 headline sports. Baseball players didn't set a strike date as expected on Monday, but they may set one Friday.
Go ahead, set strike.
Well, now, hold on.
The Red Sox are playing like crap.
This is a conundrum.
Yes, it is.
That I've heard reported, as you've just said many times.
Uh-huh. A prevarication, if you will.
They did not set a strike date.
Monday, as we expected.
Yet, the headline in the Washington Post today, banner headline, sports section, says, August 30th, strike date set.
Well, that's the best guess, but they really haven't set it yet. They plan to and hope to make that decision on Friday.
Strike. But please strike.
That's the date they would pick.
I don't want an earring. Please strike.
They decide.
Strike date set. Mike buys leather vest.
Please don't
go to work. Strike.
If you wear a toupee.
Please stop this string of robberies.
Please keep drinking.
Please keep drinking.
If you wear a toupee, get to Niles, Ohio tonight for the baseball game featuring the Class A Mahoning Valley Scrappers, because tonight is Jim Traficant night.
Hey, what time you want to meet there, Rob?
Oh, I'm already going. I'm leaving right after the show.
And finally, guys have been arrested for driving drunk in cars, on horses, bicycles, lawnmowers, and now on a child's toy. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, an investigator was on his way to work this week when he spotted a man cruising down the shoulder of the street on a Fisher-Price Power Wheels. He says the 180-pound man was chugging along at 3 miles an hour, and the toy car was holding up under his weight.
Come on now.
Charlie.
Come on now.
house.
Police say the driver told him he was going to his uncle's house.
Yep, Uncle Charlie, too.
But he didn't explain why he was driving the Fisher-Price.
Get there faster.
He's been charged with public drunkenness.
Sorry.
The mother of the child who owns the toy car has decided not to press charges.
Good Bloody Mary.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. Thank you, Charlie the Clown Man.
We will see you tomorrow for the Elvis is Still Dead Show.
Yeah.
Excellent. All the tapes, all the stories.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to the guy that won in Philadelphia. What's
Mark.
His name?
Mark.
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 Mark. Sounds like it's going to be a great party. Mark, my friend.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you...
Hi.
Can you?
Oh,
never mind.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.